Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Now, Jones and Keefe
on WEEI. Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
It certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, in the NBA last night, of course, we talked about the Knicks advancing past the Pistons to set up a matchup with the Celtics with Game 1 on Monday. We also had the LA Clippers behind James Harden's big night defeat the Nuggets to force a Game 7. So Denver, LA, Game 7. Who do you got in that one?
I've had the Clippers all series. I was getting nervous going into it yesterday. But yeah, I'll stick with the Clippers there.
All right, I'm going to go Nuggets. I had them all along. You have a game 6 in the NBA tonight, Warriors and Rockets.
Warriors finish it tonight, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I picked the Rockets ahead of time, but now watching the series play out the way that it has, good for them for winning game 5, you know, not laying down and dying, winning on their home court. But Warriors at home, they're 5.5-point favorites. I would assume that they win.
So, if the Warriors lose tonight, I still think they win the series. Like, it's not like they can't go into Houston and win a Game 7. Of course they can, but I bet they finish it tonight.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Stanley Cup playoffs. Last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs advanced past the Ottawa Senators.
You know what? I never looked for our guy Razor.
What's Razor up to?
Is he keeping the same energy? Hang on. I'll check.
I'm not sure.
But the Leafs advance?
Leafs are on to the second round. They beat big Linus Ullmark. Bruce Cassidy on to the second round as well with a 3-2 win over the Wild. His Vegas Golden Knights advance. The Colorado Avalanche stayed alive with a 7-4 win over the Stars. So that series is now tied 3-3. And the Oilers topped the Kings 6-4. So Edmonton moves on to the next round.
So I was just looking up Linus Ullmark.
Yeah, big Lean.
I had a tweet about this last night that people, I guess, seemed bothered by. But I said, oh, another first-round exit for Linus Ullmark. And there was a lot of, well, yeah, he went further than Swayman did.
This year, right.
Ullmark's never been out of the first round of the playoffs. He has lost to the Leafs. Really, he lost his job against the Leafs a year ago when Swayman advanced.
Yeah.
And he lost to him again. This is Linus Ullmark in the postseason. 284 goals against and an .880 save percentage, which is his save percentage in his career in the postseason. His goals against is a little better, but like as good as he can be in the regular season, he's won a Vezina. I wouldn't trust that guy.
No. Jets and Blues. Jim Montgomery's Blues tonight. Winnipeg up 3-2. St. Louis forced a game 7?
No.
I say yes.
Yeah? Are you pulling? I asked you this. Are you pulling for Monty?
Yeah, I think so.
You are?
Yeah, why so? Yeah.
Just throw it in the Bruins' face?
Cassidy Montgomery goes as far as they possibly can.
I get that. I was on board with moving on from him.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I just don't, I think he.
But there is something.
I still have no qualms about firing him. He should have been fired.
But I think it's like the way Jacobs, Neely, and Sweeney have reacted. And yeah. It was really because of that press conference. And then
now you've moved to the other
best
side.
Best winning percentage for these guys.
Yeah.
No, because I was never happy with them moving on from Cassidy. I was with you. I was fine with them moving on from Montgomery. But I do think it'd be funny to be like, we're defending these two guys because they're winners and they're proven winners. And then the two coaches you just fired are like
they still, both advanced.
Still in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's pretty good now that you talk it out.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Grab bag.
Red Sox opening up a series at Fenway Park tonight against the Minnesota Twins. It'll be Brian Bayo versus Joe Ryan. Joe Ryan's Billy's guy. Every time Joe Ryan would start last year, he would pick the Minnesota Twins to win. He's off to a decent start, 3.18 ERA. Bayo, 3.27, though, in his couple starts that he's been in there.
He's been pretty good, yeah. To be honest. So, you know, let's see how this goes. I'm just curious what the Red Sox lineup's going to look like if Campbell's back in there.
I know.
And if not, I wonder if some guys are on the way from Worcester.
What are we thinking? Maybe. Of course, listen to the game here on WEEI. Pregame 6:10, first pitch 7:10.
Stuff, history and stuff and stuff. People, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff. History, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are. Stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Well, cross one name off the list for potential Bruins head coach, Mike Sullivan, gone from the Penguins, hired by the Rangers in just a matter of time.
Much less awkward for Charlie McAvoy now.
Yeah, doesn't have to worry about that.
Easier captain decision for the Bruins. No one even has to think about bringing up McAvoy's name. Yep. So probably for the best.
All right.
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You be in paradise and put up a
grab bag.
You know what? We do a lot in real time with our brags, right? There's a lot of brags.
Yeah.
Sick brags. You've had several. I've had several. Let's
talk yourself up sometimes.
On Friday, we might have to boil it down to the brag of the week. And I think we have one courtesy of one of our weekly guests.
Oh.
When I would talk to Bill on the phone.
Sick brag, bro.
Talking about Belichick.
Nice.
Yeah, when he would talk to him on the phone. So,
nice. Yeah. When I used to talk to Bill on the phone.
Yeah, not bad.
A little sick brag.
Not bad.
Grab bag.
Greg Popovich stepping down as head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, he had some health issues this year, but he's going to stay on as team president.
Yeah, not shocking, right? He's been in poor health, it seems, so it's probably the right step for him. And honestly, it's probably a good thing for the Spurs on the court. I don't even mean health-wise for him.
Right.
Just... he has not gotten a lot out of that team for a long time as a coach. No fault of his own. He's up there in age. But, yeah, maybe it's better for Wembanyama, Castle, whatever they pair those guys with on the floor this offseason is probably for the best.
Who's worse, Belichick without Brady or Popovich without Duncan?
Oh, I think it's almost definitely Belichick without Brady, isn't it?
Mm-mm. Look at Popovich. Popovich, I think, is worse.
Did Popovich make the playoffs without Duncan?
But Bill did.
And
actually, I don't even. Honestly, the Spurs maybe once did like one of those DeRozan Aldridge teams. I think you'd be surprised.
No, I'm definitely not saying it's good. But what was I don't know Duncan's last year?
He played a long time.
Okay,
he was in the league forever.
The Spurs. Yeah, well, give me Duncan's last year if you could. I have Popovich in the playoffs up in front of me.
Tim Duncan's last year in the basketball was 15-16.
15-16. Popovich made the playoffs three straight years after that. Won one round.
Okay.
I think I'd go Popovich. Bill only made the playoffs twice without Brady.
But I would argue like
twice without Brady.
But did Bill ever have like a Kawhi Leonard without?
No.
And that's a different argument. But I'm just saying
they
like,
were both
Duncan,
in charge of their own rosters. Look, it's pretty close. It is. It is very close.
Yeah.
My knee jerk reaction would be to say Bill is worse off without Brady.
I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.
The Pacers are saying, hey, Halliburton's dad can't come to the games for a while. They said they didn't give him like a lifetime ban, but it's basically like for a while.
Yeah. Undetermined amount
Probably
of time.
The right move.
So, I'm surprised they did it, to be honest. I have no problem with them doing it. They should have done it. I'm still surprised the team said, hey, our best player, your dad, can't come to the games.
Pretty bad.
I'm just surprised they went there, but good for them. He should not be
a bad Little League parent. It's like, dude, get out of here.
Take a timeout. Take a timeout. Yeah. Sit it out for a while. Go get some air.
Think about what you've done.
We'll see you next year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab bags. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every.
New England Revolution in action tomorrow, taking on Toronto.
You don't say.
EA Grab Bag. It's in the game.
Thunderbolts, the latest MCU movie in theaters now. I'm going to go see that bad boy tonight.
I saw some of the promotional material.
Sick brag, bro.
Looks pretty good. Yeah, there's a Florence Pugh.
Pew-pew.
Yeah. She's, I don't know where they were. There's like the whole cast. It's making the rounds on the internet now, so I don't even know how recently this happened. But she's wearing a top, and let's just say she wouldn't be allowed to wear on like network television.
No.
Okay?
No.
We'll leave it at that. That's fine.
Every day that I'm in making
grab bag.
All right, do we have a Haas of the Week? And before you answer, tomorrow is the Kentucky Derby.
Oh.
It's a lot of Haases to choose from.
Oh, I like this, yeah. Keith. We need a Haas of the Week. We haven't done this yet.
We have not handed out. No, that's right. We have not handed out a Haas of the Week just yet. Looking at some of the names
for
tomorrow's Kentucky Derby. Do you have a guy?
Well, I do.
I'm just looking at it now. Who do you like? Oh, I know who you like.
Yeah.
Journalism.
No.
There's a horse named Journalism.
No, that's the 8 horse. I like the 7 horse. I like Luxor Cafe, which is the
7!
Thank you. The son of American Pharaoh, Triple Crown winner, Keith.
Sick brag,
that's his
bro.
Dad?
Good bloodlines. Yeah, now I don't know if his mutter was a mutter, because I think it might rain there tomorrow. But
was he there? Was he in the picture? Was he an absentee dad? How close did he work with him?
I think he kind of sired Luxor Cafe.
All right.
And I think he was kind of absentee.
I might go Sandman. I'm a fan of that comic.
Well,
I'm a fan, Luxor, fan of that wrestler.
Luxor Cafe, I've seen 13-1, but I'm looking at right now, I see 15-1.
What's 15-1?
What's Sandman?
Sandman's like 6-1.
Oh, yeah.
What about Chunk of Gold? 30-1.
Give me Owen Almighty.
You like Owen Almighty?
Owen Almighty.
That's a long shot.
30-1.
Flying Mohawk. Sean Grandy? No, probably Grande.
Sean Grande?
No, it's Grande.
Oh, Grande.
Is it Grandy or Grande? American Promise.
No, Grande was scratched.
Oh, Grande's out.
Grande's out.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Forget I even said it.
Yeah, shame on you. So where did we settle on Haas of the Week?
I'm going to go with
Luxor Cafe.
I'm going to go Sandman.
Okay.
I think Sandman deserves it.
Grab bag.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, looks like it is. Yeah.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears.
Grab bag.
All right. How about the top NBA performers from last night? Jones, only a couple of games, but some monster performances, including from Oscar Thompson, 17.6 boards.
With the game-winning 3 stuck in his face? I'm not going with him.
Nikola Jokic, 25-7-8.
Loss.
Kawhi Leonard, 27-10-5.
Yeah.
James Harden, 28-6-8.
Maybe, but I think.
And Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
44 and 7.
Yeah. Now, look, he couldn't buy a bucket for most of the fourth quarter, but when it mattered, Brunson took over. Give me Jalen Brunson.
Yeah. All right.
Just call my name and I'll be
grab bag.
Top baseball performers from last night. Seiya Suzuki, 2-for-4, 2 dongs, 3 RBI.
Ooh.
Juan Soto. 2-for-3, 2 dongs.
Okay, he needs to get going for the Mets. I don't think he's done much.
He does. He needs to get
he's
going.
He's been terrible.
Yeah, he's been bad.
He's hit like 230.
Yeah. Oy. Gleyber Torres, 3-for-3 with a long Johnson. Tanner Houck, 7 innings, 1 run allowed, 6 strikeouts.
Loss.
They didn't hang on to the game for him, though, sadly. And I'll go with Zach Allen, 6 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks for the Snakes.
That's who you're going with, or that's your final nomination?
No, that's my fifth nominee.
Got it.
You can obviously decide.
I'm going Juan Soto.
All right, congratulations.
Get going there, guy.
Right. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, I got to get this ready because Billy's gotten the last two in seconds.
Let me tell you, the text line has already guessed a pretty good one, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Is it Marty Cordova?
It's not Marty
it's
Cordova.
Not, okay.
So, yeah, we are going with the twin, a former twin.
Good guess, text line.
Also played for the Padres, Royals, A's, and Red Sox.
Uh-oh. That just threw me because I had to guess before you said that.
Okay.
Is it a pitcher?
It is an outfielder.
Okay, then that really would have thrown me.
He would hit from the right side. He'd also throw it in from the right side.
Okay.
Season high of 18 home runs.
Oh, man.
Season high of 26 steals, but those were in different seasons.
Man.
How about this? Talk about Buzzard's luck. Career batting average, .299.
Now, what year
that
was he,
close.
What year was he with the Sox?
He had a cup of coffee with the Sox, '97. Broke into the majors in '87. Last game played was 1998.
Tom Berdansky.
Nope. Last game played 1998. Most games were the Twins. Far and away, the most games were the Twins. Then the Padres, then the Royals, then the Red Sox, and then he looks like he only played three games with the
Red
A's.
Red Sox outfielder.
He was a part of the 1991 World Series winning Minnesota
Twins.
That should be the giveaway.
Look, Billy, we should be able to get this. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I want to say Kent Herbeck. First baseman. Can't be that.
It's not Big Kent.
It's not Kirby Puckett. Who else was on those teams?
That's all I got.
No, I know. That's
great. It's not Chuck Knoblauch.
This guy ended with the Red Sox in 97. He was swiping bags. He was kind of hitting home runs some of those years.
Yep, some of those years. He didn't lead the league in anything, but he was a useful player. He hit .315 in 1992, when people cared about average.
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
No All-Star appearances?
No All-Star appearances. Probably a snub. I'd argue a snub in 92.
I'm looking.
Looking at the entire field.
I'm breaking and looking.
Let's see. Nope. Yeah,
not,
text line does.
It is not Kirby
text line
Puckett.
Does have it.
Text line has it? I was going to say, I don't see it in the Twitch chat.
Text has it.
They do?
Yep. Let's see. John Tomasi has it.
It's not Rob Deere, is it? Rob Deere?
It's not Rob Deere. Nope. Not Rob Deere.
Shane Mack?
He got it.
Nice.
Shane Mack, very useful player.
I do not recall that. Oh, good job by Tomasi.
Yep. I had to get somebody better because you guys had smoked this whole week.
Just Billy, not me. Yes, and that was just Blue Jays. Billy just knows the Blue Jays, the whole organization, apparently. He's like, oh, they're top prospect in 1993. Yeah, I got that. Billy just knows Blue Jays.
Sorry, well, we got to do a Twinkie today.
All right.
So that's that for that series.
Well, touche to Tomasi and the text line.
They're off Monday, so we'll have to go. I don't know how you want to do it, if it's another twin.
No, it's extra random.
Nice.
Yeah, as random as could be.
Oh, yeah. Off days, it can be anybody.
Very unpredictable.
You can't go in with like a list of guests already.
Let me tell you. I've been Googling frantically to figure out Greg Popovich's record without Tim Duncan. Well, this can't be right. StatMuse gave me 71-47. That is not right. There's no way that's right.
There's no way he coached multiple seasons without him.
Get out of my face,
StatMuse. Maybe they're counting with Duncan as like an assistant. Because Duncan's been with him like forever.
Yeah, maybe.
But I don't know. No, that's just a bad stat.
Why is that so hard to Google? Anyways, I'll try to figure that out. 617-779-7937. Jump in line. WEEI Afternoons. They come your way live from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. And I'm told that's it. They come your way next with the clip du jour.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app.
And take Boston Sports Original
everywhere you go.
All right, it is time for our clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, are you ready for that?
Sounds tremendous. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's a clip of the day. And today, of course, Friday, we have our Friday four-pack. Questions about all kinds of things, including this one.
What's worse, applauding at the end of a movie or when your plane lands?
So both are completely unnecessary.
Yes.
And I've been on a plane brag and in a movie theater brag when people have clapped at the end, and I'm always a little confused.
You must have been to way more movies where people clap than planes, though.
Well, I don't know, because I feel like people, at least one idiot claps every time the plane lands. I feel like I go to plenty of movies where people don't clap, they just get up and leave, but there are times where they do.
Have you ever done it at either?
No.
I've never clapped at either. I've been on a flight where the plane clapped, and I was like, good job by this pilot, because this was rocky.
I did not
clap, turbulence? But it was.
Oh, you were like, I get it.
It was a sketch. I got that one.
Biggest ovation you saw at a movie, or you were there for?
Oh, probably either Infinity War or Endgame. No. Actually, not Infinity War. Infinity War, people ended, and they were all just like, what happened? Endgame.
Do you count when you're taking, like, your kid to it? Kids clap at, like, all the kids' movies I take them to.
So Jones was the biggest applause you saw in a children's movie.
Well, so I think, in all seriousness, I think the biggest applause I remember
Moana
from
two.
My childhood. No, that got a big pop, that Moana 2.
Yeah, yeah.
No, as a child, I'm pretty sure this, I don't know why, I'm pretty sure the theater clapped for The Mask when I saw The Mask. I'm pretty sure that got an ovation.
Well, Cameron Diaz, you know.
Yeah, maybe it was that. Yeah. It made an impact on a young Jones.
Requiem for a Dream. The place went nuts.
Yeah, The Mask. People liked it, the theater I was in.
I remember seeing that in the theater.
Yeah.
That was the
you don't recall an ovation?
No. Oh, I remember people were pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
I think when the dog got the mask on him, that was chaos.
Yeah, Cameron Diaz leaning over to like tie her shoe or whatever. That was a good scene.
Stanley Ipkiss trying to keep it together at work.
Yeah.
Going home with the mask.
Yeah.
That was the year Jim Carrey.
Crazy movie. Yeah. So, yeah.
Ventura,
Dumb and Dumber was right around the corner.
No, literally Ace Ventura, Dumb and Dumber, and The Mask were all in the same year.
In the same calendar year?
Yes. Obviously. Nobody's had a better
Cable
year.
Cable Guy might have been in there, too.
What was it?
Cable Guy, I think,
Cable
was
Guy
the year
might
after.
Have slipped through the cracks.
I think it might have been the year after, but either way, nobody's had a better year before or since than Jim Carrey in 94.
Wow. Bringing it full circle. Mm-hmm. Well, that just speaks to why the theater was giving him ovation. They're like, we're seeing greatness right now.
He deserved it.
Yeah, we're on a heater.
And hopefully...
it's got to be what it was.
That message got back to him somehow, some way.
Yeah, I still stand by the more ridiculous one these days is clapping in a movie theater. A lot of aviation accidents. And I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm telling you. The flight I was on, I want to say it was into Richmond, Virginia. That was like, I didn't clap, but I did not begrudge anyone clapping on
You're
that.
You're like,
thing.
I get it.
That was
it was touch and go there for
that
a
was
minute.
That was one of those where you come out of the clouds and the wings like, teeter-tottering and you're
and
like.
You had to be in Richmond?
Say it again.
And you had to go to Richmond?
Yeah, there was a lot of my student radio days. There was a lot of flying in and out of that airport specifically.
To
yes.
Richmond.
Yeah, yeah, it was a
hotbed.
Yeah, it was.
That's where that lady had the snake fall in her drink.
Good
Richmond.
Point.
Yeah, Richmond.
Maybe I've been could Small have been to that world. Restaurant. Who knows?
Is it good or bad?
So there you go. That is the clip du jour each and every day here on Jones. And
nice job, Keith. Everybody. Good week.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the Kings.
That's
true.
That's how I felt when that flight touched down there, true. I can tell you. WEEI Afternoons is at Fenway today. Hart and Fitzy, no crossover, but it's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant this Friday through Sunday for the double bonus card special. How about this? Purchase a $25 gift card and receive two $5 bonus gift cards. You gotta love the 9. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We're back on Monday. What are we doing on some keys, Keith?
Keys to the Celtics-Knicks series.
Keys to the Celtics and Knicks. We'll get everyone's prediction to that series. Everybody have a great weekend. We're back at 10 on Monday morning here on WEEI.